Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're in the fourth of our five-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined by Supervisor Anaya Kirk, who represents District 3. Supervisor Kirk, back to the issue of COVID-19. Counties has a program in place through the health department looking at, you know, recommendations and regulations when it comes to local businesses, you know, being in compliance with COVID-19 rules. What is your thoughts when it comes to regulating businesses during this time?
Well, my honest thoughts are I don't think, look, when this COVID thing started, we said, you know, we didn't know it was coming. We had all these horrible statistics. We saw the death rate, we saw how fast this thing spread. And so the science at that time, I think, justified local citizens and also local government really getting concerned and really taking drastic measures. And you guys remember, I was the board member who back in March or April suggested maybe we put up educational check signs or checkpoints coming into our county, not restricting people from coming, but simply educating them that there's a stay-at-home order. So the information I felt back then completely justified what we were doing. But the problem that I've had, and you've probably seen me vocally at the board, is I don't believe the science justifies the state of emergency anymore. When you look at the death rate in the state of California, it's at 0.060%. When you look at, or I'm sorry, that's the United States. In California, it's 0.036% of the population. And then for Tuolumne County, it's 0.006%. So when you have that kind of information, and when you find out that surge capacity is doing well in our county, and when you find out there's new treatment, you know, there's lots of asymptomatic people, and, you know, when you take all the information into account, then I have to sit back and look at the big picture and say, you know, your question was regulating businesses. The reason why we put that in place a couple months ago was because I think it was justified at the time to be making sure people, you know, were wearing masks. If you're an old person and you need to go grocery shopping and you're wearing a mask and you go into a grocery store and they're not, well, that concerns me. Okay, grocery store, please, you know, make sure your staff are wearing a mask. But now the new information coming forward, I think it's a slippery slope to have the government mandating or restricting businesses in general, and specifically with all the information we have at hand. So the reason why I agreed to that branch of our health department was, first and foremost, at the time, to protect the surge plan. I want to make sure if people are sick, they can go to the hospital and they'll have, you know, available treatment and ICU beds there. But also because with our CARES Act funding, if the state ever asks, how are you enforcing, you know, this emergency declaration, how are you enforcing it? Well, it's information that we can provide to the state. Hey, look, these are the businesses that we've reached out to, that, you know, we brought into compliance. So it was more of a data piece as well. And again, this whole thing with our public health department was built to educate folks and to give them resources. We have grant funding available for people who needed PPE. I made it very clear at the board meetings, I don't want this to be something that's going to be harsh on individuals. And if people in the community start reporting people just out of spite or to try and close a business or this, that, and the other, then I'd bring it back before the board to close that branch down. But, you know, we've had a few businesses, the majority of businesses have been, from what I've been relayed, have easily come into compliance. They've reached out for funding for PPE, and it's been an okay program. But moving forward, I think you've seen where I've discussed the last few board meetings, I don't think we're in a state of emergency anymore. And the problem is we're being extorted by the state with this COVID, with this CARES Act funding, which is actually federal money being passed through the state. So I have a big problem with it, and I've been discussing it, and I think there's more action which needs to be taken in the future. There's other counties that feel the same way as well. If you look at Placer County, you look at Atwater, there are, you know, they're looking at the science and they're looking at the data, and it doesn't add up to how restrictive our state is being on our county, I believe.
Well, Supervisor Kirk, we've just about run out of time. We have about 1 minute left. Any closing comments you'd like to make?
Wow, that went by quick. I would just like to thank you, thank my mother, Lord, for allowing us the opportunity to come on board. And again, thank our our community. This has been one hell of a year. I don't think anybody ever thought, especially me as a board member, I never would have thought I'd be dealing with the things that we're dealing with. But I'm honored to serve, and I'm honored to be here. Tuolumne County is a beautiful place. It's an amazing place, and we're going to come out of this, and there'll be better days ahead. So just encourage everybody to love your family, work hard, and just stay at it, because we're going to come out of this one way or another.
Well, and on that note, we thank Supervisor Nia Kirk for joining us on this weekend show. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.